This is my first time ever doing a podcast. I never really put myself out there. I mean, I guess that's just the type of person I am. But I'm 17 years old, and recently I've been going through a lot of heartbreak, like any average teenager. So the story kind of go like this, I guess. I fell in love with the boy, and the boy fell in love with me, or so I thought. I think gradually, as you spend so much time with a person, you sort of become each other lives, you know? Like your world starts to revolve around them, and their world revolves around you. It's kind of like a cycle. I mean, it's really extraordinary cycle. But at the same time, that cycle can just become a burden. You know, like it gets too much to handle, and not all the time you want to spend it with that person. You know, like sometimes you want to spend it with a friend or family member, and just, I guess, spending all your time with that one person can be just overwhelming and overbearing, you know? Like, I think I mostly want to spend all my time with him, while he kinda, you know, he want to spend time with me, but he also want to live his life, because we are teenagers, we're kids, we only live once, and rather do it, you know, like living instead of holding ourselves back. And he was very freely and wild, you know, like the YOLO type of person. I was kind of wild but still close, and I guess eventually we started to fall apart. Mind you, I gave him everything for him. I always tried my best for him. I changed myself in many ways for him. And then when he left me, I was like, where do I go now? What do I do now? Because he was my world. And then when he was gone, it's like everything just like stopped. Everything was stopped, like there was a pause in life, and I couldn't breathe. I feel like everything was breaking inside of me, that my heart, my soul, my mind, everything just dropped. I went home that night, the night that he left me, and I'm just curled up in my bed all day, all week. I even lost my appetite. And then I reached to the point where I was like, why am I like this? How come that boy has power over my feelings? Like, how can I be this broken? So like Selena say, once she said that if you are broken, you did not have to stay broken. So I built like this wall, like this huge barrier, this wall to protect my feelings. And thanks to him, I have changed and learned that I should not giving my heart away so easily. Like, it's a lesson to be learned, you know? Like, when you give your heart so easily, then you get hurt so easily. So thanks to him, I will not making the same mistake again. I don't know where I started this story. I guess I just wanted to share my story with you guys, since probably no one will ever listen to this. So I guess that's just all my story, and I see you in my next podcast, okay? Thank you.